Today I want to talk to you about a subject that you're all very familiar with. It's a subject of hope. Years ago I read a book by Tim LaHaye. And it had to deal with depression. And I think the title of the book was like 12 Ways to Beat Depression. And I only ever remembered the first three. Because in the first place, I couldn't remember any longer than that. And the second place is that if you can do the first three, you don't have to worry about being down and out. And see, I got to thinking about that. And I'll just tell you what the first three was, but I'm not going to preach on those. The first one was find somebody to love. You know? And the second one was find something to do. And the third one was have something to look forward to. And you know what I found out? The third one is probably the most important one. Having something to look forward to. And I found that very expressed very well in the last couple, 3 weeks when I wanted to see the sun awful bad. And I looked forward to seeing a pretty day. And I got to thinking, you know, that's kind of similar to hope. If you're in a situation right now, if you haven't got any hope of getting out of that, you know what? It'll just kind of overwhelm you. Everybody has to have hope. And I remember the writer in the book of Proverbs made this kind of a statement. But the book of Job. Job made this statement. And at this particular time, he was a pretty unhappy camper. He had lost everything. And in fact, he had lost his health. He was covered from head to toe with boils. And if you've ever had a boil, you know what kind of agony he was in. But anyway, he said in his anxiety, his wife said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" And he said, "You know what?" He said, "A stump has hope of sprouting again. But a man just expires or lies down and dies. And he don't have any hope of sprouting again. But he does, doesn't he?" And that hope is what keeps us going. Now, of course, faith, hope, and love is the greatest there is. And of course, without faith, I'm not for sure that you can have much hope. Now, you can in this world. We're trained to overcome lots of stuff in this world. We have all kinds of classes and get-togethers to teach us and train us how to overcome difficulties in this world. But we only have one book that tells us how to overcome in the world to come. And if you don't have hope of overcoming in the world to come, then you're not got much to look forward to. Because I'll guarantee you, you may be as healthy as an ox, but you're not going to live forever. And so we have to have hope. Even in the kind of times we're in right now. And you know, I don't know about you people, but it sounds like we're in pretty tough times. You know, people are losing their homes, they're losing their jobs, they don't know where to go, they don't know what to do, they don't know where the next meal's coming from, some don't, they don't know where the next job's coming from. I've had two sons within the last couple of 3 months that have lost jobs and are all over 50 years of age. I want you to know that puts you in a stressful mode. And if you don't have hope of finding another job, you're up to your ears. You know, if you don't have hope of being able to take care of your family and take care of yourself, you've not got much hope. But anyway, I want to share with you from the book of Psalms this morning. the 18th chapter of the book of Psalms. And I'm going to jump around because it's a pretty long chapter. But I want to share with you a reason for you to have hope. Now, we know to begin with that eternal hope is only in one person, Jesus Christ our Lord. And He gives us what Peter talked about. You remember whenever he said, "Blessed be the God and our fathers who has of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath begotten us again unto a living hope." That means a hope that's alive every day. Every day that you're alive, you have hope. You have hope of a better life. You have hope of better health. How many people do you know that has lost, quote, their natural, normal, wanted health in the last 6 months or year? People have to have hope. That's what I want to talk to you about. If you've got turned to the book of Psalms, if there's ever a time when we need to be strong as Christian people, I believe it's now. I'm not only talking about strong in your own self-esteem, but I'm talking about being strong against Satan in the world we live in. I find it more difficult all the time to quote, be Christian in the world we live in and live the Christian lifestyle. I think I'm finding out more every day what Paul meant when he said in the book of Romans, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, but be not conformed to the image of this world." You know, it becoming more difficult, I think, for humanity not to become conformed to the image that the world wants them to. And I think it's pretty tough. But I think we have hope as a Christian person, as a person who has a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and is submissive to His will and His way in our life. You know, it's one thing to be Christian and have a relation with Jesus Christ. It's another thing to be submissive to His will in your life. Did any of you see, how many people are football fans here? Oh, a lot of people football. Any of you remember Emmitt Smith from the Dallas Cowboys? He was inducted into the Hall of Fame last night. Did you hear what he had to say? I watched that for just a little bit. He said, "I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ determined beforehand that I was to be a football player, and I owe it all to Him." I like that. I like that. I wish more people who knew that in their own heart would be able to express that. Now let's look at just a few things in the 18th. The first three verses says this. I want you to listen real close to this. "I love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies." I want you to know that God gives us strength. I'm not talking just about physical strength. I'm talking about spiritual strength, living strength, that living hope that helps us in the kind of world that we have to live in. And so He gives us strength for any endeavor that might come our way. Many of you have been around long enough to see people's lives literally destroyed by all kinds of events in their lives. And yet they have character, what I call it. Their hope is beyond themselves that makes them strong. And Jesus is the strength of that. And He has the strength to help you to be your rock, your deliverer, your refuge, your fortress. He gives you strength to be what He wants you to be. And I like that. We have hope in the strength that God gives us through our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have hope because God is always aware of our needs. His awareness to us and His understanding of us sometimes overwhelms me. I don't know about you, but it overwhelms me sometimes. Look in the 28th verse. He said, "Thou dost light my lamp, and the Lord God illumines my darkness." Have you ever been to a place where you felt like you was at your wit's end? I don't know what to do now. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to say. I'm in over my head. And somehow, some way, God speaks either in an event or speaks to your inner person and says, "It'd be all right." And the kind of peace that doesn't come from the world floods your heart. God is aware of our needs. And there's hope in that. Because He knows what I need before I know what I need. And He not only is aware of it, He knows how to supply my needs. And there is tremendous hope in that. Look at 70. "He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me and from those who are too mighty for me." I don't know. Of course, David was probably talking about being delivered from Saul at this particular time. But he said, "He delivered me from my strong enemy." Now, he knew Saul could kill him if he found him. But I want you to know we all have a strong enemy. Every one of us fight a battle most all the time. It may be a different battle next month than it is this month, but we're all in a battle, fighting a battle of some kind with a strong enemy that won't turn us loose. Have you ever tried to battle jealousy or covetousness or cowardice? You ever tried to battle something that's inside of you and won't let you loose? God's aware of that. There's hope. There's hope. Did you ever try to quit hating somebody and couldn't do it? He's aware of that. And He's aware of what it takes. We just have to trust Him. There's hope because He's aware of our needs. Sure, we pray to Him. I talk to Him about my needs. But He's expecting me to do that because He already knows. And if I don't do that, He's probably disappointed. And so He's aware of our needs. And so when we talk to Him, we know that He hears our prayers. Look in the sixth verse. "In my distress," the psalmist David said, "I called upon the Lord, and He cried to my God for help. He heard my voice out of His temple, and my cry for help before Him came into His ears." Since I was convinced that I was a Christian, there has never ever been a time in my life that I doubted God hearing my prayer. When I pray, I know without any shadow of doubt whatsoever that God hears me. He couldn't be an omnipotent God if He didn't. You know, I don't have to depend on that. I just know that. Now, I don't always know His answer, but I know He hears. And so, He always hears your prayer. There's hope in that. Do you know that? If there wasn't hope in that, we'd quit praying, wouldn't we? And we're not going to do that. Because our hope is that not only does He know our needs, He hears our prayers. And I know that because of who He is, He's able to answer that prayer. It's my problem to find out how He answers it. Sometimes it's a great celebration. You know, sometimes tears runs out of my eyes. Sometimes I could shout if I was a shouter. You know, sometimes I do like most Baptists do when they're elated about, they just clap their hands. You know, that's about the only way we can express our gratitude to God is by clapping our hands. Well, that's not bad, but that's not the only way you can do it. But anyway, He hears our prayers. Now, if you look at the 18th verse, He not only is aware of our needs, and not only does He hear our prayers, but He provides for us. Look at that 18th verse. He comforted me in the day of my calamity, and the Lord was my stay. Inner hope in that. He comforts me when I really need Him. When I'm into it up to my ears. When I don't know which way's out. He comforts me. And so we know that He can provide for us. In the 35th verse, He said, Thou hast also given me the shield of Thy salvation, and Thy right hand upholds me, and Thy gentleness makes me great. Isn't it good to feel good in the Lord? Every time that He reveals to you that, hey, that's the way it ought to be done, that's great. It's kind of like saying, sick 'em to the dog, you know. I was in sports for 100 years, more or less, with kids from preschool to through college and out of college. And my last one just got out of football. He got fired in December. And so I've been in sports all of my life, and there's nothing greater than to be on the court and dad to holler, hey, that's the way it's done. You know, that's what happens when God said, hey. And I'm telling you, His gentleness makes you feel great, makes you feel good. When you do good, when you know it pleases God, it makes you feel good. And He just provides for all that. The 36th verse says, Thou dost enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. I want you to know there's hope for fallen humanity. There's hope for every one of us. You don't get so high in this world that you don't need God. You still need hope. You still need to look forward to something. You still need to have something to look forward to. Like Tim LaHaye said, to get away from being depressed or consuming yourself. Well, anyway, I just thought I wanted to say to you today, don't get too down. Now, difficult times will come if they haven't. They'll be around. You'll see some. Everything's not going to be like you like it. But I want you to know there's hope. And the hope is in Christ Jesus. That's where it all is. And blessed be our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has begotten us again unto a living hope. Hope is alive. It's going to be better. And sometimes that is the only thing that can take you through. I sat in the house for a week in foggy, windy, blowy, cold weather, and I looked forward to a day of sunshine. I knew it was going to come because I had hope. And you did too. And so let me just say to you, the writer in the book of Proverbs said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. I'm telling you, there's hope in Christ Jesus. And if you don't know Him, if you don't have an intimate relationship with Him, if you don't have a relationship where you can just talk to Him anytime about anything, anywhere, and get hope from that, if you don't have that kind of relationship, you need it. We all need that. And you just get that from committing your life and submitting to the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God and asking Him to save you from yourself and from the results and consequences of sin. Not only in this life, but in the life to come. And we're going to ask Tina and Nancy to come and sing a hymn of invitation. And if you don't know that relationship, if you don't have that hope, now's a good time to start. I'll tell you one thing for sure, you'll not start any quicker, any younger. And so, just place your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Give Him your life, and He'll help you along the way of life. I'm not saying that you'll find a Mercedes-Benz in your garage in the morning. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you'll find a six-digit figure salary job tomorrow. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that He can bring you the kind of peace that the world doesn't know anything about.